How are you? Good? That's good. Let's bow down our head and commit this time to God. Father, I thank you for this time. Father, I commit this time in your hand, Lord. Father, help us to open our hearts and mind to receive your word. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. I have titled my sermon as The New Life. Before we started looking at the new life, I would like to explain about the meaning of life and how man got his life. The definition of life is the period between birth and death of a living being or an existence of an individual human being or an animal. There are different stages of a life of a human being. When a child is born, we call that stage as an infant. And then, when the child is grown up, we call them kids. And when they reach their teenage, we call them youth. And after that, they will enter into the stage of young adults and then to the stage of adults. Before we started looking at some Bible words, I would like to test your general knowledge with a few questions in relation to my topic. Wherever I go, I always have something to test. Could you please put that down? All right. So this is the question, but if you get the answer, don't say it loud. Just put your hands up and I will come and give you the microphone. You can tell. All right. So question one, in 1 hour, how many new babies are born in Australia? All right. So first I will go.
28.
All right. 12?
59?
All right. Now we'll see. The answer is 34. Woo! Who said that 34? Michael. Well done. You're going to say? All right. All right. We'll move to the next question. In 1 minute, how many new babies are born in this world? Anyone got the answer? Back up. All right.
B 199.
217. 256. Let's see the answer. 256. Ooh. Someone got the answer. All right. We'll move to the next question. Which country has the highest birth rate? Birth rate is 1,000 per population. Okay, we'll get it from Abigail.
China?
I don't know either.
China?
Afghanistan.
Okay. We'll see. What's the answer? The answer is Niger. So no one got that answer. You're going to get that one? All right. All right. Let's move to the next question. This is the lowest birth rate. Which country is the lowest birth rate?
You know? Italy?
Somalia?
Germany?
Chile?
Everyone like to say all the answers, all right. So the answer is Germany. Who? He got that. All right, move to next question. Which country has the highest life expectancy at the birth in the world? All right. Who we got? Go, Hayden.
India.
Andorra.
Andorra?
Canada.
Canada.
All right. The answer is Andorra. Ooh, Louis got the answer. All right. So I think that's all for questions. All right. Now we'll start looking at that, the life part of the sermon. Now we are going to look how man got his life from the Bible verse. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Then God created human beings in his own image. Life does not come from man. It is a gift from the God. If you look at Genesis chapter 2, verse 7. It says, "The Lord God formed the man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and the man became a living being." God created us for a wonderful purpose, that we might live forever with him in joy, love, perfect holiness and justice. After God created Adam and Eve, he gave them a command to follow. In Genesis chapter 2, verse 16 says, "And the Lord God commanded the man, 'You are free to eat from any tree in the garden, but you must not eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. From when you eat of it, you will surely die.'" God commanded our first parents, Adam and Eve, "Do not eat the fruit of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. If you eat, you will die." God didn't mean about the physical death, but he mentioned about the spiritual death. But Adam and Eve disobeyed God, and they got separated from God. Even though Adam and Eve disobeyed God, God had a different plan for his creation. He sent his one and only son to this earth to die for us. If you look at 1 John chapter 4 verse 9 to 10, this is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only son into the world that we might live through him. This is love. Not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. His name is Jesus. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, came into the world as a human being, lived in a sinless life, died on the cross and rose from the dead. Salvation is God's gift to us. The book of Hebrews says, "Christ offered himself to God as a perfect sacrifice for our sins." Jesus is God's perfect gift to us. The reason Jesus came to earth was give himself on the cross for us. And like those lambs in the Old Testament sacrifice, Jesus had to be a perfect and blameless in order to be our Savior. In John chapter 14, verse 6, Jesus said, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." Jesus the Christ is the only true path for unity with God. Today in our world, new life means doing something new or exciting. When I got married and I came to Australia, I entered into a different life. And I entered into a different culture, different language, different climate. After coming to first church service, I asked Gajan, what did Pastor Chris preach? Because I couldn't understand anything. At the time, people used to ask me, how is your new life? I'm not talking about that type of new life. Bible tells clearly, you can get the new life only by accepting God. New life means eternal life with God. Accepting Jesus as your personal Savior means placing your own personal faith and trust in Him. If you have not accepted God, going to church every Sunday doesn't make you as a child of God. Sponsoring a child in a third world country will not make you as a child of God. No one is saved by the faith of others. You can't become a child of God by the faith of your parents or by faith of your friends. No one is forgiven by doing certain deeds. The only way to be saved is to be personally accept Jesus as your Savior, trusting in His death as a payment of your sins and His resurrection as your guarantee of your eternal life. Eternal life means everlasting in the presence of God. Eternal life is a special and a new life that the person starts when they accept Jesus. Life of a new quality for those who believe in Jesus. It is a dramatic change. As a new nature begins to be developed within us, we do not live for ourselves, but for Christ. God has given us the promise through John chapter 3, verse 16. And it says, for God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have eternal life. And the Romans chapter 10, verse 9 to 11 says that if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved. As the scripture says, anyone who trusts in Him will never be put to shame. Receiving Christ involves a change of heart, a turning from your old path to the path that God has for you. We can follow these four steps to accept Jesus. Number one, acknowledge that you are a sinner and confess your sin. Number two, be willing to turn away from your sins. Number three, trust Jesus. Believe that Jesus Christ died for you on the cross and rose from the grave to offer you eternal life. Number four, through prayer, invite Jesus Christ to come into your life. God has given us the promise in John chapter 8, verse 12. It's saying, when Jesus spoke again to the people, He said, I am the light of the world. Whoever is following me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. When I was 15 years old, I was living in my village in Sri Lanka. One day, army dropped a bomb on the church, which is located within one kilometer from our house. In that incident, my dad lost 13 of his relatives, including his own sister and his sister-in-law on the same day. The total on the day, 165 people were killed because of this bombing. My dad took all of us, my mom, my brother, my sisters, and myself to a safe place on that night because he felt it is not safe to stay in our house. Then my dad and my brother came back to our house to help our relatives and the neighbors who have lost their loved ones and take some of them to safe places. On that night, my dad and my brother stayed in our house. Next day morning, my dad came with my brother to the place where we were staying, and then he went back again alone to our house to organize funerals for our relatives. On the day, this time, another bomb was dropped on our house when my dad was inside our house. My dad died on the spot, and our house was completely destroyed. We only got to know on the next day that we have lost our dad. My brother cremated my dad's body in our own house. And other than my brother, no one else in our family got a chance to look at my dad again. My dad was concerned of his children's life, and that is the reason he took us to a safe place. He actually sacrificed his life for his family. If your earthly fathers are concerned about their children's life, don't you think how our God will be concerned about his children's life? Don't wait for last minutes of your life to accept Jesus Christ, because you may not know when that is going to come. Based on the question I have asked before, every minute, there are 256 people in this world, but how many of them will enter into eternal life? My dad didn't accept Jesus Christ, and he will not get a chance again to enter into eternal life. I urge you to think whether you have given your life to Christ. If you have given your life to Christ, then think about your family members and relatives, your spouse, your children, your parents, your brothers and sisters. If they don't accept Christ before they physically died, they will not enter into eternal life. As I close, I would like to pray for anyone who is willing to give their life to Christ. Also, if you need prayer for anything else, please come forward during the next song. We will pray for you. Thank you.